you any longer. You can't see us because I'm not doing the video today. Although Rich probably got his video going.
I'm here.
There he is. So check it out at DougStephan.com. 7 after the hour. I'm going to go over here after I'm done and I do the. I'm going to replace Regis on the Regis show today.
Can I be your Kelly?
Studios just across the street. Sure, of course. Absolutely. Let's see. We'd be. Does this have to be Doug and Jen or can it be Jen and Doug? Could be either of those two things.
Ladies first.
Ladies first.
I'm a big believer in ladies first. I'm sort of a traditionalist. I always hold the door for women, that kind of stuff.
Yep.
It's the Good Day program. Rich McFadden, Jennifer Horn. The Royal Wedding website has been launched.
Oh, thank God.
My God, we've been waiting for this.
I'm so tired of this already.
The affair, this is as bad as Charlie Sheen.
No.
It really is.
Yeah,
well, I mean, in terms of overkill, over coverage, overdone, overcooking it.
At least the Charlie Sheen thing interests me.
Yeah. It's good.
The royal wedding thing, zero interest.
Yeah. All right, so here's my question. Who buys the plates?
They have an
allowance. Eat off of them.
Yeah. What do you mean you can't eat off of them?
Why not?
Those collector plates with their pictures on them, you know, they
have
those
are going to be
like
available afterwards.
Franklin Mint or something.
The same guy, exactly. The same guys that are putting the all those gold coins that have been in the French prison or wherever they've been for the last 150 years. Yeah, get those.
I don't understand.
Kate Winslet, somebody that I love her. Often thought was kind of cool. Has made a statement that a lot of women are concerned about or are interested in, maybe is a better way of putting it. She's interviewed in this month's Glamour magazine, saying that she is absolutely as pleased as she could be with how she looks and has no intention of ever, ever, ever having plastic surgery.
I read
the reason this caught my eye because we were talking about this, and I can't remember if it was off the air or on the air. It was on the air, wasn't it? We were just talking about plastic surgery and who has had it and who ought not to have it. Wasn't that?
We were talking about it during the break.
Yeah.
We weren't on the air. Okay. Anyway, one conversation goes into another here.
Yeah.
And I forget where we are. She writes, or at least the author of the story writes, quote, when asked about plastic surgery, no, I've never tried any of that stuff. I don't have any parts of my body that aren't mine, and I actually like my body. I wouldn't want to trade anything that I have for somebody else's or wish that I could surgically adjust into some fantasy version of what they are or who I am. She has admitted in this article that she hasn't always been this sure of herself. She said, quote, when I was heavy, people would say to me, and it was such a backhanded compliment, they'd say, you've got such a beautiful face.
Ugh, blah,
she said,
blah,
blah. In the, isn't it a shame that from the neck down you're a fatty? I don't think. I think she's all. But you see, this is more of that same, that sort of that maniacal, crazy.
Right.
What is the eye? You know, Kelly Ripa is as skinny as could be. Very, and even on television, it adds pounds to you.
Yeah, she looks skinny on TV.
Yeah. Right. She looks skinny, emaciated, unhealthy. And there are so many other women who are like that. I have said that I like this Gretchen, what's her face, who's on the Fox Morning News.
Gretchen Carlson. She's not super skinny.
No, she's not at all. She has a nice figure.
She's in good shape,
But what is there about men that, and this is the age-old question probably never be answered, what is there, somehow or other, somebody's gotten the idea from someplace that men like women to look like this. I do not believe that for one. So I don't know anybody else, but maybe I'm just too wrapped up around my own preferences, but I don't get it. Richie's wife doesn't look like that. And most of the people that I hang around with, I did see somebody, I was at an event last Saturday night, and there were a lot of women who looked like they were trying to impress either their husbands or their boyfriends with this look. And they, and it just is so unflattering. Maybe it's what helps make the world go round. But I think Serena Williams, we've been talking a lot about her today because of the problem.
She's
got a great look, a great figure.
There's such a thing as too skinny.
And then there's this Snooki, that look, the round look.
Yeah, Snooki's not
she's
skinny.
On the cover of this month's Rolling Stone. And she says, I now have big plans. Once the MTV series is over, she says, I'm going to do spin-offs.
Yeah, she's already doing one.
And if MTV doesn't want them, somebody else will.
Yeah, and she and JWoww are doing one right now.
What does Snooki do now? Or Snooki's getting married. Or it turns out, again, the narcissistic, crazy self-loathing that comes around, this is maybe a dramatic statement, some of you may take exception with this, but that's, you know, I'm sorry, I'm not sorry. I'm saying it because I think it's what happens. I think these people that think the world is all about them, we have cultivated this, and television does it more than anything else.
Mm-hmm.
It cultivates this narcissistic, it's all about me attitude. And you have some people, I think, that are fairly healthy. I think J-Lo is pretty healthy. I think Jessica Simpson
yes.
is pretty healthy
yeah.
about this stuff. You know, I think there are some other people that you don't know that much about, like Bridget Moynihan, who's in that show with
Blue Bloods. I really like her.
Yeah, she's very pretty.
But you don't know much. There are some people that just put themselves out there all the time. What's her face? Shields? Not
Brooke Shields.
No. Yep. Well, Brooke Shields is cool.
Behind the scenes.
The other, Britney Spears, that's what I was thinking.
Oh, she's out there all the time.
Right, it's all about
her.
Not
so much anymore, though.
She seems to have smartened up.
Yeah. She's trying to hide.
Yeah. But, hello, what does Snooki have to begin with? It's like the Kardashians. $65 million. Where'd they get the $65 million?
Did you hear the new song?
Last year they made $65 million. Yeah, one of them released a song yesterday.
Kim released a song. It is horrible.
Really?
Oh, it's horrible.
That's funny. Why would they do that? Who would even care?
No, I know. And that's, I mean, the thing with her singing is like, where did that even come from? She just talks through her song anyway on the album. It's really bizarre.
So she released a whole album?
She released, I don't know if it's a whole album, but her single is out. And it's just, it's called Jam.
Yeah.
And it's just
as
weird.
As in jam this in the what? Trash can as hard as you can.
Exactly.
You missed me while I was gone?
Yeah, we did miss you while you were gone. Okay. Welcome back.
All right. Thank you very much. 16 after the hour, and good day.
Which brings us to the final round. If you are what you eat, then what am I?
Pasta puttanesca.
Correct.
Oh.
Mary had a little lamb. What was its name?
Lamar.
Correct.
Thank you.
What can you now watch instantly with Netflix?
Oh, unlimited TV episodes?
Correct.
Oh, I don't...
Watch unlimited episodes of your favorite TV shows and movies instantly through your game console or other devices. All for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Jack be nimble, Jack be quick. Jack knocked over a candlestick onto the shag carpeting, and his pants ignited into flames, causing him to stop, drop, and roll. Luckily, Jack recently had Geico help him with renter's insurance, because all his belongings went up in flames. Jack got full replacement and now has new pants he ordered from Banana Republic. Visit Geico.com and see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
At Better Oats Oatmeal, we asked ourselves, how can we make the world better? Skybikes that run on hydrogen? The world's biggest snow cone? Or we could just offer the world better oatmeal. So we got to work. We made instant oatmeal infinitely more awesome. Say hello to Better Oats brand oatmeal with 100% whole grain oats plus real fruit and flax. It's hearty, tasty, and comes in 28 varieties like dark chocolate and chai spiced. It's simply better, and we guarantee it. If you don't think so, we'll give you your money back. Go to BetterOats.com for more information and to find a store near you.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
You know, in today's economy, getting tied up in a long-term contract can really be a trap.
Once you sign, you're on the line, brother.
Not at Rent-A-Center. You can rent to own without a long-term commitment. And if you need to, you can stop and start back up whenever you want.
So you'll never feel trapped.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, get a special price on Toshiba LCD HD TVs. Rent to own with no credit needed and no long-term commitment.
Rent-A-Center, the new way to shop.
In the new economy.
See Rent-A-Center.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
I just saved on my favorite
diapers, so I bought my baby a new
chainsaw, and they marked down the best nail
polish, 2 for the price of 1.
People love to talk about great deals, and if you talk to your neighbors, some of them are bound to tell you about State Farm. Thanks to discounts of up to 40%, switching to State Farm could save you hundreds. No wonder 40 million drivers trust State Farm. That's more drivers than Geico and Progressive combined. So ask a neighbor, then go to discountdoublecheck.com or call 1-800-STATE-FARM.
Discount percentage and availability may vary by state.
By the way, I'm going to start a new television program. I'm bringing in all of my former girlfriends, call them the Real Wives of Framingham.
Oh, there you go. That would go over well.
Yeah.
Yeah,
think
sure.
That's a good show. That's a good idea for a show, right?
That'd actually be fun to see who was the last woman standing, because you know they'd all kill each other.
And they'd have to do farm chores.
Yeah, right, exactly. The last woman standing. 16, almost 17 after the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. The women in our country, there has been a lot of discussion and kind of fretting, I guess, because women have changed their positions in America, have changed more dramatically than maybe any place else, and it's about time. This is not about that. But what it is about is how there are still I don't understand, it doesn't compute for me, how it is that women still don't get paid as much as men. How is it that women get, in some circumstances, like 84, 85, 89%? The younger women, the parity is less with younger women than it is with older women.
Mm-hmm.
In some cases, it's 70%. If you're over 45, 50 years old and you're doing the same job as a man, you're making about 20, 30%, in some cases 35% less than he does.
That is discriminated mm-hmm. against older women.
But how do they get away with it in this country where there are suits about discrimination every day of the week for foolish things?
You got to take it to court and win your case. That's mm-hmm. the problem.
And you know what's funny is it's different for African-American women. They actually have more equity than white middle-aged women. So it's actually better
more
to
equality,
be...
More equality, yeah.
Yeah, more, they're closer to men's pay than white women as you get older. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah, but I wonder why it is... First of all, what kind of thinking leads somebody, whoever it is that runs a company, must be men, to not pay a woman as well as a man for doing the same thing? I don't even begin to get that, other than they can. Maybe that's what it is.
You know,
why...
I'm sitting here thinking about our employees here. I don't even know...
We have boys around you.
No, we have... well, in the office, yes.
Yeah.
But then there's Jen, who's remote, in our sales department. But I don't know that I ever really even thought about it. Like, okay, here's a guy, what am I going to pay? So, is it... do you even think about it when you are hiring somebody and paying them, or is it kind of subconscious management?
For us, man, I mean, honestly, I think we feel comfortable, and I'm talking about my day job, we feel more comfortable hiring younger people because you can pay less.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Because they're gaining experience. And that's but I don't think necessarily it's a man-woman thing for us.
So when you hire...
it's age discrimination. You're not hiring older people who are more experienced.
But that's only because I would feel bad offering someone my own age what our starting salary is.
I do the same thing for certain positions. I know that I'm going to go after a 25-year-old because this is how much I have to spend for this, whereas in other... positions, I may go after a 40-year-old or a 45-year-old because I want that experience.
Mm-hmm.
And then you know you're going to pay more for that. Now, whether I've ever thought about male, female, I never have.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
We just let a guy go and replaced him with a female at the same rate. So, I mean, it's just...
Discrimination.
Cutting edge, Dougie.
Right. I think it's subconscious.
Why do women
do it subconsciously?
Why do you work for less than a man? Why is that? All right, what's the problem? Have you started music early, or am I late?
It's 20 minutes and 30 seconds past the hour, my brother.
You did start the music early.
Yeah, a couple seconds. Is that okay?
Getting tired of listening to me? You want to listen to music?
Mood music. Push you out of
here. Mood music. Yeah. What? I'm in the mood for Rich simply because you're near me.
That's right.
It's 21 after the hour, right there. Good day.
You want to dance, big boy?
No, thanks.
Yeah.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy to use 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump outs and repairs, and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed, bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
I got the freight train to lose, Lordy, Lordy, Lordy. Got it in the bottom of my rambling shoes.
I like this.
I think he did the Mule Train Blues as well, Regine. Thursday, the 3rd of March. Birthdays on the 3rd of March. Doc Watson.
I don't.
Old country. Actually, he's not a Western. Well, in the days when country and Western were not the same. This guy.
When it was real Western music, yeah.
This is Western music, right. Yeah,
exactly. Man, I've never heard this. I love it.
That's very good. Crank it up.
My daddy is a fireman and my mama dear. Well, she's the only daughter of an engineer. My sweetie is a brakeman, man. It sure ain't a joke. Cause she knows just exactly how to keep me broke.
That's great.
That's a great line. Afraid, so, Doc Watson, 88 years of age today. Let's see who else we can celebrate. It's still around of interest and importance. Willie Chambers, one of the Chambers brothers, plays guitar for the Bros. Time Has Come Today is their most famous song, I think. Born in the state 1938, makes him 73 today.
Oh, he sounds a little bit like Jagger there, doesn't he?
Yeah, a little bit.
I was thinking
but
Bob
from
Dylan.
That same era. From The Searchers, Michael John Pendergrass.
Good song.
Mike Pender. He's sort of well-known, not family name. Niels and Pinza.
Yeah.
Sweet to My Sweet, another of The Searchers songs. Love Potion Number 9, yeah. Don't Throw Your Love Away.
Good band.
All right. Yeah, great English Mersey band.
Yeah.
Born in the state 1942, so he's, 69 today. Happy birthday to him. Happy birthday to Chance Garfat. About him. Is the bass player from Dr. Hook. Sylvia's mother. Cover of the Rolling Stone a little bit more. When You're in Love with a Beautiful Woman. Sharing the Night Together. Sexy Eyes. Better Love Next Time. It goes on and on and on and on. That list of hits from these guys. Yeah. Are they still out touring?
You know, I saw them around a few years ago. I don't know that I've seen them recently. But, yeah, I saw them somewhere around here a few years ago.
We noted earlier that Jennifer Warren's 64th birthday is today. Another good song.
Wow, we're really hitting some light rock specials here.
Yeah.
Right.
We're
going to
hit the coast.
Playing the songs of your life. And, getting you into an early Thursday morning.
Rich, Doug says that he loves you.
And I love him.
Really?
And puppies and flower petals, too.
WHMO for radio station at that time. Dave Amato. guitarist Ferrario Speedwagoners. You like this? Roll with the changes.
Man, this is when I was 15 years old.
Really?
All right, now maybe a little older.
This guy's 58 now. So
this would be the song that I'd be jamming my guitar to.
Right here. Oh, jammer.
I used to see them at a band car at a bar called Hammer Jack's in Baltimore, and yes, it was exactly the kind of bar you think it was.
Hammer Jack.
Jackie Joyner Kersee's birthday is today, the Olympic gold medalist. Yep, happy birthday to her. Herschel Walker, the Heisman Trophy winner. Happy birthday to Tone Loke.
Wow.
As opposed to Tone Deaf. That's the Obama's Tone Deaf. Tone Loke is Tone Loke. He's a funky kind of a guy. 45 today, Jennifer. He was the guy who did Ford Fairlane, wasn't he?
No.
Yeah, no, he was an actor in The Adventures of Ford Fairlane.
No. That was Andrew Dice Clay.
Nope. Look it up. All right.
Oh, you say he wasn't him. He was in the movie.
He was in the movie.
Right? That I can't remember.
Julie Bowen is a 41 player on Modern Family.
I like her.
And Jessica Biel, who's married in Seventh Heaven, 29. She's only 29?
Yeah, you can't date her, I'm sorry.
Good Lord, that's
3 million Americans know they have it. Are you sure you don't? I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus. Its nickname is the sleeper virus, but it's not dormant. Hepatitis C is often hard at work, damaging your liver. According to the CDC, 20,000 people in the U.S. are diagnosed every year. Two-thirds of them are middle-aged. Spread through blood contact. You can get it using someone else's razor or toothbrush, through an unsterilized needle, or sharing a straw snorting cocaine. If you had a blood transfusion before 1992, you could have gotten it that way, too. To find out, get an inexpensive Hep C blood screening test for antibodies. If that's positive, another test determines that the virus is still active. Many people are cured with chemotherapy or respond well in clinical trials. Take this seriously. Hepatitis C kills over 12,000 people in the U.S. every year. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. I'm Aileen Ellis. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
If your goal is to lose weight in 2011, then look no further. Our resident doctor, Ken Kronhaus, recommends Metafast, and so have over 20,000 doctors since 1980.
I recommend Metafast to my patients because it's fast, safe, and satisfying. The Metafast meals are scientifically formulated to keep you full and satisfied, and with over 70 meals to choose from, you will never feel hungry. Lose up to 20 pounds the first month. Some of my patients have lost up to 60 pounds.
Here's how to save $50. Log on right now to MetafastKen.com. That's MetafastKen.com. Or call 800-506-4115 and use the code Dr. Ken to save $50. Call right now. Results will vary. Consult your physician before beginning a weight loss program. Call or go online for complete program and discount details. MetafastKen.com or call 800-506-4115.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
There's mounting evidence suggesting that there are people, governments, corporations, and whole professions intent on short-circuiting humanity's well-being. GMO, food legislation protecting big agriculture, the attempted elimination of vitamins and alternative medicines, it seems their hand has been tipped. They want to dictate your health, wealth, and your longevity. Whatever the outcome, we have a solution. Wild edible food. Why worry about food when all has been provided? We imagine that we were ejected from the garden and never invited back, but the garden's still here. There is an endless wild abundance which grows all over our green earth, just waiting for you to wake up and see it. Let author Linda Runyon teach you how to see, know, get, prepare, store, and eat wild edible food. Save money, add nutrition, and ignore the noise when you go shopping in nature's supermarket. Go to ofthefield.com and get started today. Or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and begin to see a different world.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
After the hour now, the Doug Stanford Good Day program, Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden. Who actually buys things from the television programs that sell? We have how
my
many
wife
different
just did.
Networks? We have QVC, you got the NBC Shopping Channel, you have, what do we call it? This? If you think about it, you can come up with four or five anyway. And one wonders how it is that Uri comes on all the time, talks about how he sells his plates. And I remember being interviewed. It was a time when I was working in Florida as a host down there in Tampa that I was brought over to the headquarters of QVC. Their studios are there to audition for the host of a late morning show selling who knows what.
That would be so fun.
Well, and I thought seriously about it.
Would love it.
The guy who's still there brought me over there. He and I had become friends, and he said, you know, we really should do something. You could do this. This would be easy for you. And I was talked out of it by an agent that I had in New York at the time. Remember
Party
George?
Cooper.
Well, he said that if I did that, I would never be able to have a credible job on television. Well, I've never had a credible job.
Yeah. Right. Well, that worked out.
That worked out fine. Because they get paid a percentage of what they sell. That's how they get paid. Whatever gets sold at QVC while you're on the air, you get a piece of that.
But back then, you were more interested in being talk.
Yes.
Issues, heavy issues talk, instead of what you really are is personality talk.
Mm-hmm. I've got personality.
That's
talk
right.
And personality.
And so, I mean, for a Regis type gig, yeah, you're great. You know, for
can
a
imagine
Fox
Regis
type gig, not so much.
Selling, imagine Regis selling.
You have to have the night skin.
I'm telling you, this stuff is great and it's cheap.
Hey, I probably shouldn't say this because I'll totally get robbed, but I have an idea. I have many ideas for TV shows.
Really?
But one of them is to follow like a group of QVC or Home Shopping Club hosts, because I think they're interested. They're an interesting breed. The women are all former beauty queens that didn't quite go anywhere.
Yeah. Right.
The men are like weather
couldn't
guys.
Couldn't get the job. As,
yeah.
And the men are like
as
defunct weathermen.
Real. Right. They couldn't get a real job, so they're doing this.
So now I have to go to the Shopping Channel.
Yeah. All right. Richie's on the Shopping Channel. Okay. Meanwhile, the focus on some of the kinds of things. Richie and I experienced something that has become more and more a part of Americana. It was a couple of years ago. We have a friend, a mutual friend. I think the reason he's Richie's friend is because I introduced him to him. He's a radio consultant named Holland Cook.
Oh, yeah.
And I remember one morning, Richie got an email from somebody who purported to be Holland Cook, who was in trouble in England. He had lost his passport. His wallet had been stolen. He had no money. Would you please send
me? It wasn't an email. It was a Facebook message.
Okay.
He had hacked into Holland's Facebook account and was IMing me saying, I need help. I've just been robbed, and I don't have any money to get back to the States. Can you lend me can you wire me $500?
But conveniently, I have access to Facebook.
So, you know, and I started to engage this person without saying, yeah, right. I knew right away it wasn't Holland. Holland would never do that.
He
wouldn't do that, and B, I wouldn't be the first. I would be like 100th on his list.
Yep.
So I knew it was a scam right off, but I figured, okay, let's see what's going on here. And I engaged the guy a little bit, and then I said, you know, I started to say things like, I know where Holland lives, and I would say, how are things back over here, or how are you going to get back over here? And he wouldn't answer. He wouldn't respond to those, just saying, I just need the $500.
Yeah.
And it was some Nigerian internet cafe.
It's always the
person sitting there just cruising Facebook accounts that they could hack, trying to get, if they hit 500 people in a day and get one of them to bite.
You can't save the Nigerian, though, Dougie, because I just...
Absolutely, you can.
No, because I had a great experience. I just gave one my Social Security number.
You got one from Richie that last week?
Yeah, and they put...
You gave somebody your Social Security number?
Well, yeah, because they needed to hold, like, $3 million, but I'm going to get 40% when
they're right. That's right for you. Congratulations. All right, so here's what's going on. This has become more... I say this, and I don't want this to sound... My God... Like there's some kind of ego.
Stop apologizing before you say something. Just say
thank you. That's what I always say. Don't apologize for the bit before you do it. But it so bothers me that we actually are on the beginning of most things. Somehow or other, the stuff that then takes on next day, next week, next month, next year, some significance. It all sort of, much of it gets started here in my wild desire to not be like everybody else and to look around for things that are sort of on the outskirts of what's going on versus what everybody else is talking about. And so when this happened to us, actually it happened to Richie, but I've had it happen to me a couple of times. Now this has become a big problem, a serious, serious problem. People having their Facebook pages hacked by these people. And so there are two things that bother me about this, and that's why I wanted to revisit it. Number one, the business of asking people for money and people falling for this all too frequently. They wouldn't keep doing it if they weren't having some success. So you know that somebody's falling for this ruse someplace. But the second thing is, how did they get into the Facebook page when you use whatever you use, your brother's name, your school, your mother's maiden name, whatever it is that you use as a code word or as a password, how do these people hack in because you have to have
algorithms, you know, that they run and
what are they like?
Let's say, for example, I don't know, but let's say, for example, they go to your Facebook page.
Yeah.
Okay. And they scan all it's not even them. It's just a computer. And it's scanning all of the information on your Facebook page. And it's looking at key things on your page that are mentioned a lot. And it's taking those and just saying a mix of things to try and say if it can guess the username. The username is pretty easy to guess, but then the password, it's saying, okay, how do I get this password? How do I get that password? You know, he's got his address. Okay, let me see if I can find his address. Is it something to do with that? His telephone number, his dog's name, whatever it is. And you don't use Charlotte as your thing, so we're safe there.
Of course not.
But,
yeah, right.
You know, and it hits. I mean, they'll try 1,000 Facebook addresses, and they'll get into 10 of them.
Yeah. What's the return? If you get into 10 of them, and then Sarah, who's going to fall for this?
Sarah Palin's email account was hacked into by some kid who just guessed.
Yeah.
What was it?
Probably wasn't heavy lifting. It was probably
her password.
Like Bristol or something.
It was like, I can see Russia.
Yeah.
Or maybe Wolf.
Whatever. I mean, you know, it's a lot of people, you can guess what their password might be.
And it just is so much a part of what's going on today. And the slightest little thing sometimes, as you're suggesting, Richie, can be a key for these scam artists that are out there that dig into email and into Facebook.
If you look at my most recent Facebook page update, It was one that I saw yesterday, and I was like, you know what? This is helpful. I'm going to repost
this. Yeah,
it's
a good one.
While you're on Facebook, look at your URL address, okay, the web address up at the top, Doug. And if you see HTTP instead of HTTPS, the S means secure, then you don't have a secure session, and you can be hacked. Yeah. So go into your account settings, and you can change it so that you always, when you log in, you will be HTTPS. I didn't know that, and most of the people that saw that post did not know that and went in and changed their settings. So how you get hacked is if you log in, somebody is watching your keystrokes, and they can see this. You do your
All right, so let's go to an event that took place, what was it, 2-3 weeks ago when the congressman... The bare-chested congressman from Western New York.
Yeah.
He put that post on. Was that hacked, or that woman just sent it out and it went? How did we find out about?
She sent it out, didn't she?
She sent it out. It wasn't
hacked. Yes, she did. He posted it on Craigslist.
Posted his picture.
He posted his picture on Craigslist.
My God.
And then sent it out. All right, so. We have somebody here who can help us. David is in Gardner, Massachusetts, and he knows about hacking. Hey, David.
Hey, good morning, guys. How
are
you doing?
All right, so enlighten us.
Okay, most of the time, it's not even anything that sophisticated, quite frankly. What it's called is it's a brute force attack, essentially. If you use any term that's in a dictionary as your password, there is software out there that will cycle through the entire dictionary and keep trying your password with anything that's a dictionary term, and that's called a brute force attack. And Richie, to your point, you know, if you get, you know, 1 in 100 or 1 in 1,000, that's really all you need.
Yeah.
It's not very sophisticated. This stuff is out there. It can be written. It can be gotten off the web for free. And it's called a brute force attack on your password. And that's how most email accounts and things are hacked, quite frankly, because people use names, birthdays, terms out of the dictionary. So it's not rocket science, unfortunately.
So, David, I mean, and this is probably the best tip that we can give anybody on a password, is make sure that you use a mix of letters
and numbers.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Capitals, if they let
absolutely.
You, right?
Mix it up. Put in, letters, you know, part of a name, capitalize it, use underscore, use a dash. If you really want to get into a certain level of security, there's programs. There's a program out there called LastPass, which generates incredibly complex password strings. You have to remember one password to get in on your computer, and it will generate passwords for all other programs and bank accounts and things like that that are incredibly secure. And what I'm also noticing is on some accounts, when you create a password, it'll actually tell you the strength of it, whether it's a weak password, a medium strength,
websites more, do that now. Whether
exactly,
you'll type in four
that.
Letters of your password, and it'll say weak, 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 and
exactly.
As you type in more letters, it'll say stronger, stronger. And
exactly.
I've finally come to a couple of passwords that I really am comfortable with, and they're very secure. But, I mean, it takes a lot of practice. And then,
right. It does. It and does. Then you want to share those, Rich?
Or yeah.
I tell you, one of them is... Here's one of them.
Yes.
Doug A.H.
That's right.
That's one of Richie's passwords.
It's a very popular one.
All right, David, thanks for the call. We appreciate the input. 800-510-8255 always stays with us. 16 before the hour on Good Day. In the moments that remain, the myths that are put forth by people who say, if you do this, you will live longer. Perhaps that's not quite right. We'll examine that in a moment here on Good Day.
Hear that? That's the sound of one driver. Now, hear that? That's the sound of 40 million drivers. That's how many drivers choose State Farm Insurance. Why do more people choose State Farm? Could everyone please jingle their car keys? Sounds like the jingle of money. Money they're saving from all those State Farm discounts. Want State Farm to find you discounts up to 40%? Go to DiscountDoubleCheck.com and see what you could save. Discount percentage and availability may vary by state.
Cable TV rates continue to skyrocket higher and higher, and the profit-hungry cable giants have pushed consumers around long enough. It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed free with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. It's just $24.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish Network professionally installed for free, plus an HD video recorder for free, over 15 premium channels, HD free for life. And if you call in right now, Dish will throw in
HBO and Showtime free for 3 months. Dish Network is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-696-2921. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with the cable company anymore. At $24.99, they're giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-696-2921. That's 800-696-2921. Again, 800-696-2921.
We here on the Good Day program have been talking a lot about the helpful benefits of probiotics over the years. Our friends at Digestive Advantage, who make Sustanex, now have a formula to help you with a wider variety of gastrointestinal ailments before they become a problem, instead of treating the after effects like so many other brands do. You know about the special probiotics that are in Sustanex. Well, add to that. Digestive Advantage, unlike other probiotics, survive passage through stomach acids to grow in your digestive tract. Digestive Advantage also helps break down complex carbohydrates, which when they go undigested, trigger digestive problems. You know the story. Gas, bloating, diarrhea, those things. And with a strong immune system and with Digestive Advantage, you don't have these problems. So right now, get a 30-day supply for less than $10. That's right. The other comparable products are $20 and $30 a month. $10 a month for Digestive Advantage, available at drugstores and supercenters like CVS, Walgreens, and Target.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Motorcycle owners, here's something to stash in your saddlebags. GEICO could save you money on motorcycle insurance, and here's how easy it is. You call GEICO and speak to a specialized motorcycle agent who gives you a free rate quote. If you're like thousands of other riders, the rate is less than what you pay now. And before you can say, cha-ching, the agent also tells you about 24/7 emergency road service for less than $1 a month. Savings. It's what we do for people. Call today for a free rate quote. GEICO. Saving people money on more than just car insurance.
All right, so there are a lot of things that people say about this is one of them that I have been kind of around, because the last couple of years have been pretty stressful, not only for me but for all of us. And so there have been a lot of people who have worried about what's going on. And you've heard doctors, you've heard your mother say, you've heard people say you can worry yourself to death. Actually, the opposite is true.
Really?
Yep. There is a study that clearly reveals the best predictor of longevity in children is being conscious, being prudent, being well-organized, being somewhat obsessive. And that trait apparently stays with people later in life. If you start that way as a child or a young adult, you'll be like that as you go through your life. And it ends up that you will be more thrifty, more persistent, more detail-oriented, more responsible, and therefore live longer. You plan things out. You have definite purposes for things. And it doesn't mean that you have to be dull. It just means that you have your blank together.
My
basically,
what?
Stuff. Your manure. Your manure together.
Gotcha.
Yeah. People who engage in fewer risky activities because they're worried about what happens if they smoke or drink or abuse drugs or they drive too fast. More, in a way, I suppose you could use, that's the real meaning of the word conservative, I think, anyway. So if you do worry, that's good. As long as you don't become, you know, crazy about it, but think about it and plan. That's what I do, is you plan for everything.
There you go.
51 after the hour on Good Day.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed. Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All-natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all-natural, antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects, is safe for all ages and skin types, and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled D-E-R-M-A-T-O-L.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
Emotional testimony on Capitol Hill from a legendary celebrity who says he's a victim. Good morning, I'm David Weiss with News That Matters. He's an actor who has spent nearly his entire life in film, on TV, and on stage. He is Mickey Rooney.
Mom, I graduated last night, and I don't have to go to school no more ever. Oh, I'm a free man!
That's Mickey Rooney as Andy Hardy in the 1941 movie Life Begins for Andy Hardy. Here we are, 70 years later, and Mickey Rooney is once again in the spotlight, urging members of Congress to do something about elder abuse.
I'm asking you to stop this elderly abuse. I mean to stop it. Now!
The 90-year-old entertainment icon testified yesterday at a hearing of the Senate Aging Committee. Rooney has accused his stepson of physical and emotional abuse spanning several years, something members of his family have denied. Nonetheless, Rooney told lawmakers that money he earned from his long career was stolen from him by someone close.
When that happens, you feel scared, disappointed, yes, and angry. And you can't believe that it's happening. You feel overwhelmed.
Rooney said if it could happen to him, it could happen to anyone. The American Psychological Association says more than 2 million seniors are victimized by abuse and neglect in the U.S., with many cases of abuse going unreported because victims are too ashamed and embarrassed to come forward. Mickey Rooney left lawmakers yesterday with this message to victims of elder abuse.
Tell your story to anyone, someone, and above all, have faith and have hope.
Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
In the last week, plenty of powder for the western mountains, and in the last week for the eastern mountains, typical springs, ups and downs from some wet weather, from snow accumulation to warm temperatures, now some pretty cold temperatures leading into this part of the week, but still the grooming effort has been strong, and we've got good, loose, granular, fast snow, like at Okemo in Vermont, rotting at 119 trails. They stay cranked up to full operation with over 40 miles of skiing. While at Killington, you can ride up over 100 trails. They're adding more runs pretty much every day with the grooming fleet out in full force. 40 miles of skiing at Killington up to Jay Peak in northern Vermont. In the last week, they've picked up a foot and a half of fresh snow. Over 70 runs open at Jay Peak. Onto the Poconos, where Jack Frost checks out 21 trails. They have some daytime runs happening on mostly packed powder. At Arapaho Basin in Colorado, in the last week, it's 2 feet of snow. Over 90 trails open, ready to ride in Arapaho Basin. Beaver Creek moving on to 150 runs. Fresh powder there and at Keystone for 3,100 acres. More details are at snowcountry.com. I'm Edie Davis for Good Day.
In the face of soaring crude oil prices, the stock market did post modest gains yesterday. The Dow up 9, closing at 12,067. S&P up 2 points. NASDAQ with an 11-point gain. The battle for an oil export terminal in Libya pushed oil prices above the $100 mark yesterday. Crude oil closing at a 2.5-year high, up $2.52 a barrel to $102.15. President Obama signing a short-term spending bill averting a government shutdown. The legislation extends government funding for 2 more weeks. This buys time for the House and Senate to negotiate a longer-term budget deal. In the Senate debate on this measure, Vermont Independent Senator Bernie Sanders challenged Republican budget-cutting priorities.
Will we, in fact, try to balance the budget on the backs of the middle class, on the backs of the poor, the elderly, the sick?
The government would have run out of money tomorrow without the short-term extension. The U.S. Supreme Court ruling protests at military funerals by the Westboro Baptist Church are protected speech. Members of the controversial Kansas-based church have picketed hundreds of funerals with signs that say, "Thank God for dead soldiers," claiming soldiers' deaths are God's punishment for America's acceptance of homosexuality. Although we all embrace free speech, this Supreme Court ruling leaves us grinding our teeth. Chalk this one up to the price we pay. And finally, this is the year of the iPad 2. So says Steve Jobs, CEO of Apple. He says this one is all new.
It is not a tweak design. It's not got marginal improvements. It's a completely new design.
Jobs made this big announcement in San Francisco yesterday and received a standing ovation. He has been on medical leave, previously battling pancreatic cancer and undergoing a liver transplant. As expected, the new iPad will have new hardware, such as front and rear-facing cameras. The iPad 2 is also thinner, even more svelte than the iPhone 4. It'll be available starting March 11th. Price points remain the same, starting at $499. Oh, and Steve Jobs did want to tell us about how fast the new iPad is. How fast?
Up to twice as fast on CPU performance, up to 9 times faster on graphics, and the first iPad was no slouch.
Speaking of the old original iPad, did anybody ask Steve Jobs what we're supposed to do with that one? Doorstop? Large paperweight, maybe? New today, obsolete tomorrow. You gotta love it. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
You know, in today's economy, getting tied up in a long-term contract can really be a trap.
Once you sign, you're on the line, brother.
Not at Rent-A-Center. You can rent to own without a long-term commitment. And if you need to, you can stop and start back up whenever you want.
So you'll never feel trapped.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, get a special price on Toshiba LCD HD TVs. Rent to own with no credit needed and no long-term commitment.
Rent-A-Center, the new way to shop.
In the new economy.
See rent-a-center.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
From coast to coast, this is the Doug Steppen Show.